We are at ground zero at the search and rescue efforts for little Layla Harmon. At 12:30 p.m., she was brutally kidnapped from Laurel Park.
Excuse me?
Honey, no, that's not Layla.
It's a Yorkie.
You're so excited to see Mommy.
We went to the park and the post office.
Here you go.
It feels really weird taking money for hanging out with my BFF. Maybe I could just, stay for dinner.
Abby has a client dinner.
You guys want to grab a bite at Julio's?
They don't allow dogs.
You love these non-GMO biscuits. Yeah, good girl.
You too? Need to make a baby.
You're squishing Layla.
Joining me on the phone today is the director and writer tandem that is involved with Gone Doggy Gone. If you haven't heard of it, you're going to, because it is the closing night film of the Edmonton International Film Festival. That's right. It's the coveted slot of the closer where they get to, party down with all the film festival goers and leave them with the best taste in their mouths as we go. That's why festivals pick great films at the end. They want everyone to leave happy. It's going to be going down on Saturday, October 4th. And that's, as always, with all screenings at the Landmark Center, City Center Cinemas. Welcome to the show. We have Casey Brown and Brandon Walter.
Hello, Canada.
Hello.
Indeed, hello, Canada. You got it. You guys are both calling me from LA, right?
Yep.
We are, yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, now that we know who you are and where you're at, why don't you tell us a little bit about Gone Doggy Gone as a bit of a preview for anyone who's going to be partaking in the closing night ceremonies of the EIFF.
All right. Well, Gone Doggy Gone is a movie about a couple who treat their dog like a baby, and then it gets kidnapped. It's about this couple who have a difficult time talking to each other. They don't realize what's going on in their life, that they've become estranged a bit, and are using the dog as the conduit to keep the marriage going, basically.
Yes. It's a comedy that deals with issues where people use animals to avoid dealing with their own issues in their relationships. Like if the woman in the relationship wants a kiss, she'll say that the dog wants a kiss. One of the inspirations for that was L.A., Los Angeles dog culture. I'm not sure how popular it is up in Alberta, but down here in Los Angeles, there's a store in every corner where you can buy a stroller for your dog that looks like a baby stroller, or a baby Bjorn that you can stuff it into and carry it around and treat it like a child. And it's very popular right now, and we thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it's going to go over very well and maybe hit a little close to home for some people, which it probably should. I own a pet too, and I would do ridiculous, stupid things. I would almost be kind of frightened if people saw the things I say about and to my cat in its voice. Some of it totally, I'm like, I understand, especially a couple with no child, but they go to extremes for this, right? I think that's a fun part of this picture. You're right in that it's like, it's kind of mocking dog culture, but in some ways I'm like, part of it is like, they think this is like Ransom and Mel Gibson at times for these two, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you saw that. That's funny.
Yeah, we do reference a lot of movies like that. Obviously, the title's Gone Doggy Gone, so it's like Gone Baby Gone, Ransom, maybe a little Silence of the Lambs. Kidnapping themes.
Well, and was that kind of an inspiration for you? Or like, we want to kind of tie these things into the scenes? Because, that's where the comedy plays, I guess, is because it's such a ridiculous premise of the dog, but it means a great deal to them.
Yeah, we wanted to play it really real because they really do love their pet, and people that do love their pets. It's just they take it to the extreme, and so we have to kind of evaluate ourselves when we do that. Like, why are we doing it? What are we trying to avoid? And that was funny to us, so we thought, what better way than to bring in some of those real kidnapping movies?
It also feels like your character of Abby is clearly more fixated, and maybe this becomes a problem for Elliot. I feel like there's something seething underneath for Elliot at a certain point, because he's much more willing to cut the ties, isn't he?
Yeah, he definitely is. I think Elliot is just trying to go along with it and make Abby happy. But it gets to a point where he's like, enough's enough. This is ridiculous now.
Well, I mean, is it easy to write logical, or is it more fun to write crazy? Like, which, Abby is kind of on the edge of, that's for sure.
Well, when we write, we both start from a place of reality, because that's how we act as well. We're both trained actors. And so when we write, we try and start from a place of truth, I think.
Right.
what's hurting these people to start with? Why are they doing this? We're really interested in psychology, and we always have been with our sketch comedy as well. I think that a lot of the hilarity comes out of the truths, because people can identify and they can look at it and go, I'm like that, I'm like that, or my mom's like that, he's just like that, and it feels real, it doesn't feel silly. I mean, you could easily take this premise and make it completely off the wall silly, but I think there's an underlying sense of sadness and truth to this couple.
Yeah, and to add to that, we studied at Upright Citizens Brigade, this improv-based sketch comedy, and what they teach you there is you don't start with crazy, you start with the truth. And you build it on the truth, and you take it to crazy, and you'll have an audience with you the whole time.
Well, I think you've done an excellent job of crafting that throughout the story, for sure, because there is this kind of, you know, it seems like they're a cute couple, and it's nice, but there's always something kind of like in the background that feels weird, whether it's Abby's relationship with, you know, her cougar friend, or whether it's the party that you're having and your relationship also with your babysitter or doggy sitter. Like, in working together like this, is there a certain amount of shorthand for you having to have written it together and co-directed it? Or do you feel like it's much more efficient when both of you decide we're good at this role and this is what I will take?
That's an interesting question. We had a sketch comedy show for 3 years that we put on the internet, so we kind of cut our teeth on that together. Of course, it was not the same as doing an entire feature for 21 days in a row, playing the lead roles, always on camera together, so no one could watch the monitor, which was very difficult. But we do have a shorthand when we write together, and we do act out the parts when we write.
That makes it a lot easier.
we understand each other now after all this time. We've been writing together for, I mean, almost 7 years, six, 7 years, though.
Wow, yeah. Time flies.
Wow. So we do. We get each other. We like the same things. We think the same things are funny for the most part. Or if one of us has a better idea, we have no ego about going, oh, my God, that's so much better than mine.
Right.
Idea.
Yeah, the best idea always wins, hands down.
The film we're talking about is called Gone, Doggy, Gone. It is going to be screening as part of the Edmonton International Film Festival. In fact, it's the closing night film, and that is going to be on October 4th. Of course, all screenings are happening at Landmark City Center Cinemas, so make sure you get your tickets for that very special screening. And you know, you can come down and party with everybody after the festival is done, right? Our guests on the show today are, let's see here, sorry. Our guests on the show today are Casey Brown and also Brandon Walter. Now that you told us about Gone, Doggy, Gone, I know that there are ways to get connected with the film, like Facebook, Twitter, and stuff like that. Maybe tell us a little bit about how people can find out more before they actually get to the screening.
Sure. It's pretty easy. Our website is GoneDoggyGone.com, and doggy is spelled D-O-G-G-Y, not the I-E way. GoneDoggyGone.com, and you can, you know, see a little bit about Brandon and I and our cast and crew. And we have a blog on there with some helpful inside tips for indie filmmakers. And then our Twitter handle is @GoneDoggyGone. And what's our Facebook, Brandon? Just GoneDoggyGone.
I think so. Yeah. Facebook.com/GoneDoggyGone. We also have a sign-up sheet on our website, too, for announcements of when our DVD is coming out and stuff like that.
Perfect. All right. There you go. So you can sign up before or after the screening. You know what? I've seen it, so just sign up, people. Just get it. You're probably going to love it. I'm a cat guy, and I like the film a hell of a lot. So.
Ooh, we got one.
I know. Right. I know. It's an odd thing, but I was like, oh, man. Yeah, that is pretty good. Oh, I do that. I don't even like dogs that much. Yeah, so there you go. Casey, Brandon, thank you guys so much for making the time to talk to me today. And also, we're very excited to meet you when you come to town with the film on closing night.